Welcome, welcome, welcome back to another episode of the Spokespeople Podcast, sponsored by the Bikeway of Omaha, the full-service bike shop serving the greater metro area for 25 years. I am your spokesperson, Dave. The other spokesperson, Dave, otherwise known as FDR, unfortunately is ill, so we're giving him the day off. But we are very lucky in the fact that we have someone else here to sit and go over what we're going to be doing today. And that is Ken Tice, who we've had on the show before, and we're excited about having him again. So, Ken, how are we today?
Doing well, thanks.
Outstanding in our field. So what we wanted to do for this episode was a little bit different than the last one. We interviewed some people and talked about some different topics. Today, we want to talk about just some general things in our area. So I was very fortunate to have Ken here to come in, and we're going to talk about some of the different things that are going on. And first and foremost, let's talk about why. Why a podcast? You know, it seems like one of those things that people are like, well, what's the purpose behind the podcast? So I started cycling back when I was 15 years old. And one of the very first things I did was brand, which, by the way, we've had somebody talk about on the show, and it is this weekend. So got into cycling back when I was 15 years old. I used to ride and race Bianchis. Loved it. Got into college, still rode my bike. Got out of college and was affected by life, just the way it normally happens. Family, kids, things like that. Several years ago, business partner Jamie Schmidt calls me up and says, hey, that's what I want to do. So we got into the bike business together, and it's been great. And the people in the community are great. But what we found is that a lot of people aren't always aware of what's going on. And there's a lot of people out there that are curious, but there's really no resource. So we decided that we would try to introduce people to not only the cycling things that are going on, but some of the events involved in cycling. And so we're going to talk about some of those things from my perspective, from Ken's perspective. And as always, you're always welcome to send us information or send us ideas to info@thebikeway.com. And you can go ahead and send those to us, and more than likely we'll ignore most of them. But every once in a while we'll find a nice little shiny diamond, and we'll pull that one out and say, hey, this is a good topic. Let's talk about it. So, Ken, last time you were here, you kind of talked about what you were, you know, how you got into cycling, right?
Yep.
And you're going to be on brand, starting off on brand to kind of work as one of the mechanics to service that ride. But then you're going to take off and go to a ride yourself.
Yeah, so working Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday on brand, and then splitting from there and going to Spearfish, South Dakota for the Pine Island Gravel Odyssey, which is formerly known as the Gold Rush. So if people, you know, they're not familiar with the Pine Island name, maybe the Gold Rush name.
Okay.
Jogs their memory. But Perry Jewett is the promoter up there. He and his wife, they put on awesome events. I've done Dakota 5-0 three times, and that's on Labor Day weekend. Mm-hmm. It's been going on a long time, and I probably considered a rookie compared to some people. I've got a friend in Norfolk who's, I think he's been there 20 years in a row.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a long time to go to a single event. But it is just that kind of vibe. It's great atmosphere up there in Spearfish. The weather's great. If you're from the Midwest, it's a little bit of an escape from the humidity, although it can still be hot. But yeah, it's good to get out of town and test your fitness on roads that you don't normally train on.
Right. So now, a couple of things that are in the Omaha area, there's different things. We got NOS. Let's talk about NOS a little bit. This is Nebraska Off-Road Series. I've seen you out pedaling your heart out on that thing a couple of times. Pretty cool. What can you tell us? What can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, Nebraska Off-Road Series is in season 3.
Yeah.
So we kind of had a changing of the guard during COVID. You know, it shut everything down and things came back differently, just like in other industries.
Right.
And so we got two new gentlemen that are running Nebraska Off-Road Series and started a new series. Some of the same courses we've raced in the past, and I think they're trying to add some new ones and get us back maybe to where NOS started from years ago when it was called the Psychopath Series.
Right.
Actually, I believe it started in Kearney. So if I'm wrong, maybe somebody is going to hit you on that info@bikeway.com and correct me on that. But it's been around a long time in some version or another. It's taken on a new role and under new operators. And it's just a great way to have the community come out to test their fitness locally. Not everyone has the ability to travel to events, or they're just getting into competition. Right. And when you're just getting into competition, you probably stay local and stay inexpensive to see if you want to step up to, you know, more expensive events, more expensive gear, more travel to get to those events.
Sure.
So it's great. These grassroots series, they're really pivotal in many communities to get people together and then get other people into the sport and stay in the sport a long time.
There's a lot of people at those things. I mean, I've seen people from, you know, multiple states, which is kind of cool. And so June is kind of an active month. It's going to be an active month. You got a lot of different things going on. We got brand that's going on the first week of June. The Bike with Mike Day, we had Tom on with that. That's the 1st of June. You got the 9th, the Roland to Colon event, which starts out in Valley. And that's to help raise money for colon cancer research and awareness and things like that. You got the NAS. You've got Thor's, you know, got some new projects that are coming out. I don't know if you saw that or not, but Thor's got some new ones that are going to be coming out. And they're going to actually hold two events. There's an event they're going to be holding up in, I think it's in Sioux City.
Cone Park.
Yeah, they built that up there. Then, of course, they had their one at the end of the season in, like, September. We got Crit. So the Crit races are on or down by the Baxter Arena.
Yeah, Tuesday night Crits start next week.
Right. And, you know, FDR will kill me for this, but, you know, we got to mention the fact that June is the month for the Tour de France. So we got that going on. And then this year it's kind of interesting because the Tour de France is actually not starting in France and it's not ending in Paris. Now, it's not uncommon not to start in France. They've done that before, but in they're going to actually... I'm trying to think. I think they're going to finish in Nice. They'll finish in Nice, and they are, which is the first time they've ever not finished in Paris. But they're going to start in Italy, and then they're also going through. There's another little country, San Marino, which is kind of a micro state, and they are the 14th country that's going to actually be visited by the Tour de France. So that's kind of cool because that's going to be going on in the month of June, end of June. You know, we're starting on the 29th. So as we get closer to that, I'm sure FDR will want to be involved in that conversation. But until then, I'm just kind of giving you a little bit of teaser and motivating him to get back and talk about it.
Yeah, he's a big fan of the spring classics if he hasn't spoke on those yet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, once the tour wraps, it's the Olympics. And there's going to be track cycling and mountain biking, BMX.
Yeah. So this is a busy summer.
Yep.
We don't usually get all that activity, so I'm hoping that's going to be pretty good for some stuff.
And it'll be interesting to see who from the tour then goes and rides the Olympics for their country versus whatever tour might be going on next.
Right. And we also, in Omaha, we have the BMX program, too, that works out there off of, what's the name of that park? Do we know the name of that?
Heflinger.
Heflinger, yeah.
Yeah, I'm guessing they're hoping it just stops raining for a while so they can go ride their bikes on there.
No kidding. Although, you know, what they did start doing is they started putting the tubes for the tires horizontally. So instead of vertical, they moved the tires so that they could stay above the water.
Oh,
They
just got paddles and they're just going to row their bikes.
So they're going to try it that way for a while. But it has been pretty crazy weather.
Yeah. Years ago, we got this type of rain and somebody photoshopped a meme of somebody like whitewater kayaking on one of those downhills at Tranquility, and that was the picture online for a while.
Yeah,
that's what it felt like here. Yeah,
it has been ridiculously windy this year too. I haven't noticed it having this our spring having this much wind, which makes it more difficult for cyclists and stuff like that. They definitely got to make sure they have their energy, their food with them and stuff like that because they're going to burn a lot of calories.
If you're a cyclist in Nebraska, you just need to make peace with the wind because it's going to be there. I use it as my training partner.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. For all you listeners out there, that was kind of a bit of a taste of what we're trying to accomplish here with the podcast. You know, we started off talking about why a podcast, why are we doing this? So what we're wanting to do is just kind of keep people informed about the things that are going on and how can they actually get involved. So ideally, what we're hoping to do is pull in some of the people who are in charge of these events to come in and talk with us about their event. So we can get more people involved in the process and kind of grow the sport in our area. Hopefully, what we'd like to be able to do is get to a regional level as well. And of course, you know, we're going to talk about things like, you know, the Tour de France. You just can't not talk about it. We're going to talk about the Olympics when those come around. For me, it's been an exciting ride because we every year we have more and more stuff that seems to be happening. For younger kids, you got Devo going on. We had Allison and Claire on just recently talking about NICA. There's a huge event there.
Yeah, Nebraska Devo starts Monday night.
Yeah, Monday night. So Devo is great for the little kids. So there is a ton of stuff out there. The question is how much do you know and how much are you aware of where you can go and participate? I can't imagine anyone's going to say, no, you can't come do this. You know what I mean? Like everybody's like, yeah, come ride.
Yeah. So, again, these grassroots events are very inclusive and welcoming. I'm doing an event June 22nd in Beatrice called the Solstice.
Okay.
And it was sold out. So I got on the wait list, and 2 days later, I was in the event. So again, they're trying to get more people in instead of being exclusive and limit the fields.
Right. And so, you know, some of the things we also want to provide on this show is, you know, we want to eventually get to some live coverage of races, interviews with the medalists. You know, we're also going to always want to constantly have conversations about nutrition, equipment, training. Yeah, we're looking to get some of the vendors like SRAM to bring in some of their regional people to talk about some of their new product. They got a bunch of new things that are coming out this year. Talk to some of our vendors such as Giant and Transition, you know, Santa Cruz, and have them talk to us. You know, so we want to be able to talk product. We want to be able to talk service, like what type of service is, you know, like right now, after all this rain and stuff that we have, what do you think is probably the number one service thing someone needs to do on their bike if they've actually been riding?
They're going to need a drivetrain clean if you've been riding through this stuff.
Exactly.
I mean, our local trails were literally clogged with debris. And the underpasses still have mud that's, you know, dried. They did their best to scrape it. But, you know, this, if we get the rain, any rain today, it's going to rehydrate that stuff and make it slick. So, yeah, bikes are going to be dirty out there if people are riding them.
Yeah, absolutely. And what's the worst thing you can do is just get that grit and grind in there. And it just, I mean, it's like sandpaper. You're eventually just wearing out your gear and stuff. So, you know,
turn your headphones up louder. Right?
Yeah. It's you can do that. I mean, it's the same way as, you know, like turning your head and coughing.
Like,
know,
when your car makes noise, like, well, turn the radio up. Noise went away.
Yeah, it works. So, you know, the other thing with this podcast is we're looking to kind of create it so that it's for beginners or intermediates or even some experts. You know, I would consider myself, I'd consider myself a beginner. I rode for a long time, then I got out of it, and I'm getting back into it. Ken, I would actually put down as an expert. FDR definitely is an expert. You know, and we want to get people who've ridden certain trails. You know, maybe you've gone somewhere. Maybe you went up to Moab, and you just got out there, and you were riding for a couple of days. You know, send us an email. We'd love to talk to you about it because there are people who are interested in go out and do those things, especially in January and February when it's cold as hell here. You know, you're not riding bikes here. But you can go out to Moab and ride, you know, for days, and it's gorgeous. Not only do you get in good exercise, you get a great tan, which is always cool. And if you get a chance to swing by Zion, which is really, really cool.
That's place. One place I haven't been yet.
That's a bucket list, man. You got to get on that one. So, and then, you know, like we have in our area, you've got that area down at St. Joe's, Missouri.
Yeah, River Bluffs Trail.
Mm-hmm. That's a great place to go to. They put in some time and energy in that one. And just last weekend, Memorial Day weekend, they had down in Bentonville, Arkansas, Brofest, you know, basically. This year was Tornado Fest,
Yeah. Yeah.
We're hoping to get Cole in here and maybe have him talk to us a little bit about how that experience went, you know. But, you know, on the side, there's another type of riding is some of the guys who are dirt jumpers, you know, those downhill guys, and they do some crazy stuff as well. So we want to be able to get them out there, you know. But, you know, the other thing is that if you're someone who's interested in being a guest and talking with us, you don't have to worry about coming in person. We have all the capabilities of basically setting up a phone conversation. But we actually have a really nice podcast room set up with sound baffling things on the wall and a really cool astronaut playing a guitar, which is a picture on the wall, which everybody loves. So it's one of those things that we would love to get people in to do that. So by all means, please reach out to us at info@thebikeway.com. You can also send an email to dave@thebikeway.com. Either way, we'll get it to you and we'll get back with you on that. All right, we're going to take a second here to give a shout out to our sponsor, The Bike Way. For a quarter century, The Bike Way has been the premier destination for all things cycling in Omaha and beyond. With a legacy of passion, dedication, and community, discover the latest and greatest from top brands like Giant, Liv, Transition, Santa Cruz, Scott, Bianchi, Sunday BMX, and DK. We've got the perfect ride to fuel your adventure. More than just a shop, explore our extensive selection of apparel and accessories. And the Bikeway Certified Service Department has you covered, from basic maintenance to suspension work to custom builds and everything in between. And while you're here, treat yourself to a delicious cup of coffee. As a rider-owned and operated establishment, you can trust that we're dedicated to providing the best possible experience for fellow enthusiasts like you. So join us at the Bikeway, where every ride is an adventure. Here's to 25 years of riding together and many, many more. All right, and we are back with a Spokespeople podcast. I'm your spokeshost, Dave. Yeah, so kind of cool. As we were doing the commercial, we had somebody kind of walk into the studio. His name's Cole. Cole is a unique character, I would say. Character would be a really good defining term for him. Cole, say hello.
Hello.
Cole.
Ken.
Welcome. Is today a significant day in your life?
That's right.
I woke up and I feel really old this morning.
Yeah.
I turned 24 today.
Happy birthday.
Woo-hoo. Yeah. He is 24. It's surprisingly that you actually made 24 based on some of the injuries you've had.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So Cole is he's a dirt jumper. He does some pretty crazy things. Things when I look at it and I say, it's amazing that people can do that. And I think to myself, nah, I'd rather jump out of an airplane.
I won't jump out of an airplane.
Oh, see, I've jumped out of an airplane, but I won't do that.
I won't do, like, bungee jumping.
I've done that.
Out of an airplane.
I did bungee jumping.
Like, you guys sound like Meatloaf, but I won't do that.
But I won't do that.
I'll do a zip line, but no bungee jumping, no airplanes.
Zip lines, yep, done that.
I won't do the zip line. Too many of those hair caught videos.
Oh.
You just need a haircut, dude.
Nope.
They are fun. I mean, I'll be honest with you, I still did it, but... So Cole, does a lot of different types of racing. One of his favorite things he likes to do is he's big into downhill. He's big into big jumps. It's just kind of his thing, and he's exceptionally good at it. But you actually had the opportunity over Memorial Weekend to go down to Bentonville, Arkansas for that event.
Right? I did.
That going?
It was very, very interesting. There was a lot of different pro riders there this year compared to last year. The event venue had new stuff at it. They put like a straight rhythm jump line in for like a racing contest, basically. And then they did the big air contest, like it's like three big jumps in a row. So they did that again this year. But I don't think they actually finished all of it because the storm hit on Saturday night, late that night. So everything at the venue pretty much got wiped out.
What kind of storm?
Tornadoes. Lightning, thunder, hail,
ouch.
Super probably high winds.
And a lot of people go down there with campers and tents and stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of people in the Bentonville area that got out pretty lucky. I know there's a few casualties in Rogers, Arkansas, just down the road. But as far as Bentonville goes, I mean, the town the town had a lot of damage. The high winds took a lot of trees, power lines, some of the trails. I mean, they have miles and miles of trails. And I got a text message from our buddy that lives down there, and he was like, yeah, there's literally like 5 or 6 trails open right now.
Wow.
And if any of you guys have been down there, you'd know like there's tons of different trails.
Yeah, I've been down in that area many times. The mountains, the trees, it's pretty, it's just gorgeous.
Tell me, can you talk about that that rhythm, that straight rhythm line you're saying? Is that like a dual slalom? But
yeah. Okay. So basically, what it was is like a, instead of a pump track that you go around on, it's like two lanes going straight. And then they have like 2 riders on course at a time, and they're going for like the best time finish. So it's like, I don't know if you guys have watched any of the downhill racing. Mm-hmm. They go through a gate at the first part, which pretty much is a stopwatch. And then at the end, they like go through a laser sensor, I think it is, that kills the time. So they do like transponders and stuff like that.
Well, so are they doing, is that head to head?
Yeah. So you do head to head stuff. And I think it's like bracket racing too. Yeah. Like I said, I don't think they got to the finals. I know they did the qualifiers on Saturday. I was not there the rest of the day, so I don't know if they did the finals. But I know they had like I think he's like a 2021 or 2022 pump track world champion, Tommy Zula. He's from up in Ohio. He was there, and he's fast. And then there was a couple other really fast guys there that were high caliber pros. Wow. So, yeah, cool stuff.
Yeah, it sounds fun to watch.
How many people do you think actually show up for that event down in Bentonville?
I don't know. It's hard to say, because the thing with it is on like Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you have different people showing up every day.
Okay.
I mean, there's people that show up all 3 days, but I mean, Friday, there's people that are coming in, getting into the event and leaving. And then Saturday, there's people that have just arrived that want to go to the event. And even Sunday, like there's people that are there just for the Sunday event. So it's hard to say. I don't have an exact estimate. I'm sure we could find it somewhere though.
Yeah.
They do you have to sign up to get in, and they do wristbands and stuff. So I'm sure there's an exact number somewhere.
Yeah, somebody's got
to
have a number then.
But there's a ton of people, man. Like parking, there's parking, but it's like a mile away. So like they're taking up like this whole road on both sides.
But you just, park and ride your bike.
Yeah.
Up, right?
Yeah. And that's the other
e-bike,
thing.
It just rides itself too.
Yeah.
I didn't ride the e-bike into the venue once. I didn't. Huh? I pedaled my dirt jumper over there both times because I was ready to ride the pro set of jumps, and they were not letting people ride them at the time, so I didn't get to ride them. But
you've done those in the past, right?
Why don't you put your pro hat on?
I don't have one, man.
I'm going to get you one. It's your birthday.
Yeah. Yeah. You just make it say pro in all caps.
That's all it's going to say.
Pro.
Trucker hat with pro.
Yeah.
It might even look like I ironed on the letters myself.
And then underneath the bill, you can put really bro in a question mark.
Pro or bro? Bentonville's flat enough, you can ride a dirt jumper around town and
in spots.
Until you
get to one of those hills. Those hills are no joke.
Well, that's the Ozark Mountains, man. I mean, you're dealing with it. They're not like Colorado mountains, but
no.
They're still, when you're riding a bike up one, it still sucks because it's tough.
Yeah, and it doesn't help. Like, we were down there, and with all that rain and stuff, 70 degrees felt like 100 because of the humidity.
Oh, I
bet. Because they have like that subtropical climate.
Yeah.
So and they don't get much air moving either.
Nope. No,
like,
man.
Like, we get wind here all the time.
And like, it was so hot down there. Like, we went through 2 pairs of clothes in one day because you just sweat through them. And like, in the evenings, you don't shower before you go back out. If you're going outside, you just stay sweaty.
Grin and bear it.
Yeah.
I did a 4th of July down there, and it was just
brutal.
Gross. You just go outside and you just reserve yourself to being soaked all day
and you're
long.
Immediately moist. That's pretty much it.
Yep. Yeah.
You're just constantly sweating.
Head to toe.
Yeah.
Head to toe.
No. That's the South, man.
I had like prune feet from sweating.
Oh yeah.
In my shoes. Like it's that wet down there.
Trick for that.
I didn't need to know that.
If you want to know a trick on how to protect your feet in those type of scenarios. You want to know what it is?
Gold Bond.
Well, Gold Bond works pretty good, but it can become sticky and pasty and crap like that. Mm-hmm. Spray on deodorant that has aluminum in it. Antiperspirant, put that. Because people who do professional sports and they're wearing cleats all the time, they put that on there. It actually cuts it down from sweating, which cuts off the salt, which cuts off the abrasion. They don't get as many blisters. So it actually, you know, it works really, really well. I know my kid does it all the time.
Now I don't want to go pro.
Yeah, me either.
Not putting deodorant on my feet.
Especially but it's an antiperspirant, not necessarily an anti-deodorant.
Your feet are still going to stink.
So what's that?
Metal. These have metal in them, so why would we?
Aluminum.
Yeah.
Aluminum oxide. Metal.
Yeah, but it's not the way they have it. But Cole, listen, I really appreciate you coming in and giving us a kind of an update on what was happening on down there, and hopefully we can get you back and talking about a couple of the other types of riding that you do. Maybe in the future you'll be interested in coming back. Cole was very, very nervous about coming on. I had to kind of argue with him and kind of, you know, yank his arm a little bit. But I think he did great. I think he did great.
Let's clarify here. I wasn't nervous. I just don't like speaking.
Well, you know what? Yesterday I would have said, I don't know about Cole. He's kind of young.
Right.
But today,
yeah,
he's all grown up.
24, man, woke up with back pain, you know.
Oh, yeah, just, welcome to the club.
Just hemorrhoids. Yeah, hemorrhoids, back pain, the whole nine yards. Yeah. 24 just hit me like a brick. So we're here. We're here for it.
You can't read print anymore because you have to wear readers.
I couldn't do that before, so.
Right.
That's why I'm a mechanic, guys.
Yeah. Actually, he's a great mechanic, by the way.
I've seen you on the computer. I think you know how to read.
Yeah. I think he just looks at the pictures. It's kind of like a comic book. I mean, that's how I get away with it.
Yeah.
I tell people I read a lot. It's just Marvel.
And these tech manuals, sometimes you do need the pictures because the words just don't work.
I agree.
If there's not words, then there's always a video.
Videos help.
Times have changed, man.
They have.
You can be a mechanic just from the internet.
I know, but I still like a pencil. So that's Cole Mason, everyone. If you get an opportunity to ever watch him do a stunt show, which we'll bring him in again in the future to talk about, I would take the time and go watch. It's pretty fascinating.
Yeah, Cole, where can somebody
Cole,
see
you also have a following on Instagram, right? What's your Instagram feed?
My Instagram? Let's see here. I don't even know my username, honestly. I don't pay attention to that anymore.
Yeah, I mean, if I had 35,000 followers, I wouldn't pay attention.
My Instagram is Cole_Mason682.
There you go, folks.
And to answer your question, Ken, June 15th up in Sioux City at the new Cone Park that they just built. That was a multi-million-dollar bike park that they just got put in. We're doing the grand opening with Thor, who is our local trail advocacy through IMBA. And then Nowhere BMX is actually going up there to do a stunt show at the grand opening on the new bike park stuff that they built. So if anyone wants to come up for that, it'll be a good time. I know they're doing some drinks, food, stuff like that. So that's the next spot.
Yeah, I think you're going to be able to get all your Coca-Cola products there because
Mountain Dew's Pepsi.
A large contributor to that was the Chesterman family.
Yeah, I heard about that. But
you good know, people. Really?
I support Pepsi, man. Mountain Dew.
Okay.
All right.
Well, yeah. I'm saying
maybe that day I love you should my drink, diet a Co- drink a Coke.
I actually had a Coke today.
So that was Cole Mason. We kind of had to kick him out of the door. For those of you who don't know, we have a podcast on cycling that's actually being performed in a bike shop. So you might get some background noise of guys working on bikes. Customers coming in and looking over, you know, different things in the store floor. And we're located here at the Bikeway. So occasionally we're going to be out live in the scene in Omaha. That's what we're hoping to do. But most of it gets recorded here in studio. But Cole had to kind of get back to work. So we had to kind of kick him out, let him get back to working on some bikes. He's got some things to work on. So one of the things that we wanted to do is we want to make sure that we ask all of you guys out there to share these podcasts with people. Let's kind of help build the community and get more people informed so we can grow the sport that we all love. Like I said, anytime you want to, go ahead and reach out to us at info@thebikeway.com. Give us some ideas. If you know of some guests that want to come in and talk, hey, listen, we would love to have you come in and talk with us. And hopefully next time we'll get FDR back in because he's been a little bit sick. And until then, want to wish you guys all a great summer. We've got more podcasts coming each week on Wednesdays. Until then, everyone, keep riding.